work is called Untrained, and it's for two highly skilled dancers and two ordinary men. And what happens is they all do the same tasks. Some of them are dance tasks and some of them are not. So some of them, there's a bit of acting, there's a bit of singing and other sorts of skills. And it's a sort of a comparison between how dancers that are highly trained approach activities compared to just your regular ordinary person. And I think the interesting thing about the work is that we do get to see, you know, how amazing dancers are, which we all know, you know, they're technically highly skilled and they can do all these things that we can't do. But I think what's really interesting about the show is to see how interesting it is actually to watch the effort of someone who perhaps can't do these things quite as well, but how intriguing it is to just watch that focus and effort go into attempting some of these things.
And that's the thing, and you can have a look at it on YouTube as well, because this is not a new production, or the dances will probably be new, but the actual concept is not a new one for you.
That's right.
And I did have a look on YouTube, and it is just amazing, even some of the more simple jumps and the like that the trained dancers do, and then the untrained person comes and tries to copy them and is very much unable to in any kind of way that makes you think they have any sort of flexibility or skill or anything like that. So, and in that way, the contrast is just stunning.
Yes, it is, and it is quite extreme, because some of those things look simple, you know, when you watch them, but you see when an untrained dancer attempts to do, say, a simple sort of straight leg jump, that they just don't have that awareness in their to be able to extend their arms and legs in a straight line, so they're not quite as aware where their bodies are in space, and it is partially. Well, it's more humorous actually than I ever thought it would be. It's quite a funny show as well, but it's also it just talks a lot about what it is for us that can be interesting to watch in a performance. So it's not always about virtuosity and about, you know, how amazing people are. It is also has this sort of human element where we kind of see the attempts of the untrained men.
You mentioned humour, and it is pretty funny, but do you sometimes feel like people are very much laughing at these poor untrained dancers?
Well, I have to say, initially I did. I was a little concerned about that, and because it's certainly not the aim of the show to have, you know, people be the butt of this kind of joke that just gets repeated. But it turns out not to be like that at all. Actually, the audience generally tends to really sympathise with the untrained men, and you can really feel they're kind of wanting them to succeed. And, you know, there's things like there's a push-up competition and there's a handstand and there's a few sort of just straight physical things like that. And the audience is really, really behind the untrained, and they always end up being the stars of the show. It's quite interesting, actually, because the dancers who have spent, you know, X amount of years training their hardest, although we appreciate them, it really is the untrained men who come out as the ones that we love.
How do they feel that people are giggling as they attempt these dance manoeuvres?
Well, I make it very clear to them before we start the process that people do find it amusing, and that they, you know, that they need to have a sense of humour about themselves a little bit, you know, that they don't want to be too sensitive to that kind of thing. But they get a lot of applause, you know, from their attempts, and the audience, you know, more than other shows that I've done, do become quite vocal. So I think every time I've done it with untrained men, I think they've come out of the process really feeling quite empowered and quite thrilled by the whole thing, up to date anyway.
So tell us how this is working, because you're looking for a couple of Bendigo blokes to
That's
be
right.
part of the tour that I think goes Bendigo, Swan Hill, Horsham, Hamilton and Portland.
Yes, that's right. So I'll be coming to Bendigo to audition for the two untrained men, And basically they'll just be doing some of the things that we do in the show. There's a little dance sequence to learn, and but they'll also be contributing to the tasks themselves, because many of the tasks involve skills that the untrained men may have that the dancers don't. So we try to reverse it a little bit like that. And so they'll do the audition, and two people will be selected, and then they'll spend a week learning the show and helping create the show, and then it will tour to those places that you mentioned.
And they'll get paid?
And they'll get paid, yes.